learn how to think carefully and critically. You might remember from your literature classes that we could never just read a story and move on. Teachers always had to assign questions about what we'd read. Those questions inevitably asked about the symbolism or meaning of the story, and I had trouble making sense of them, especially if I didn't particularly like the story. But in Mr. Barsoon's literature class, the light bulb finally came on, and I began to understand how to answer those questions. I started to see the symbolism for myself without being told what it was. I began to interpret what I read. All those skills my teachers had been trying to teach me over the years finally crystallized in one fall semester. I could think. Even though I'd always wanted to be a scientist, I had no idea how that works, how you actually go from being a weird kid who collects bones to being a bona fide practicing scientist. As I thought about college at the end of my high school years, I decided the best way to become a scientist was to get my bachelor's degree and work as a science teacher for a few years while I saved money to pay for graduate school. I didn't really know any scientists, and I didn't really understand how to get a career in science, but I knew I wanted to pursue science as a creationist because I was a Christian. Faith for me was about as natural as breathing. My parents were charter members of the Baptist church I attended. At 5 years old, I committed my life to Christ, and at no time did I ever have any doubts about how the world and everything in it came into being. God created it. That's what the Bible said. That's what my church taught me. I never saw a reason to question it. I know that a lot of Christian young people have big existential crises about their faith, especially today, but I never did. I just knew that God was real and that I belonged to Him. When it came time for college, my parents wanted me to go to a Christian college for 2 years, but I thought, why not all 4 years? So off I went to Liberty University, where I began to grow as a real scientist, and at the same time learned that there were a lot of other serious scientists who believed in creation. As a kid, my only exposure to creationism was a copy of The Genesis Flood that belonged to my parents, and a tiny little paperback with the audacious title, The Handy Dandy Evolution Refuter. I had never seen a scholarly journal, so when I discovered the journal room in Liberty's library, it was like I had died and gone to heaven. This was a real library, and journals were so much better than magazines or newspapers. That room was where I first discovered the Creation Research Society. I never knew such a thing existed. That's how I entered the larger world of young-age creationism. Ironically, Liberty was also where I began to think very carefully about some things that creationists believed. I had a few intellectual crises, much like any student raised in a Christian home. I call them crises, but that may be giving them more importance than they probably deserve. A better word might be puzzles. The first puzzle had to do with dinosaur nests and how they were formed. I remember reading John Horner's Digging Dinosaurs and discovering that dinosaur nests were found in multiple layers in the same location. I wasn't sure how that could happen during a global flood. One layer of nests being buried by the flood made sense to me, but how could dinosaurs come back during the flood and make more nests? That didn't make sense to me. The other puzzle arose when I tried to write a research paper on the vapor canopy theory, an old creationist idea about the world before the flood. I remember being discouraged by the lack of resources on the subject. I had read about the canopy, and I knew a lot about what it supposedly did before the flood, but I could find very little in the library about it. Another student in my position might have switched topics, but I was stubborn and turned in a lousy paper. I got a C. Unlike so many students who hit this sort of crisis and slid down that slippery slope, I never really doubted my faith or my belief in creationism. It never occurred to me that what is described in Genesis could be wrong. Instead, I thought that my understanding of the flood was just naive and that an answer to the dinosaur nest puzzle would eventually be found. The canopy mess helped me understand that some parts of creationism persisted as folklore rather than as documented research. I became convinced that creationists just needed to be better scientists and scholars. We needed to work toward a better understanding of God's creation, and we needed to properly document our work. After receiving my degree from Liberty, I skipped the career as a science teacher altogether. Much to my surprise, my professors at Liberty told me